Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Shit Show with J-Bo. This is J-Bo, and in this episode, I interview my good buddy, Michael Mancos. He is going on an amazing journey. He is hiking the Appalachian Trail. Basically, I drove him from West Virginia down to Dahlonega, Georgia. It's about an hour outside of Atlanta, and the deal is people start there. There's this little stone arch right at the foot of Springer Mountain, I believe. That may not be exactly right. And then you walk about 2,500 miles the whole way to Maine. You bring food with you. You stop along the way. You camp out at shelters. You do it in 6 months, and it sounds like an amazing way to spend 6 months or a month or however long you can make it. Basically, you want to average between 10 and 20 miles a day. It's going to take you between 5 and 6 months, like I said before. And me and Mike had talked a long time about him doing this, and there was a lot of talk about, you know, he didn't want to do it. He didn't know what he was going to do, you know, after he got off the trail. A lot of people were telling him not to do it at all because, you know, it was crazy, go buy a house. But in the end, he had the time, and he had the will and the passion, and he just went for it. So I dropped him off in Springer Mountain. It's kind of funny. We wanted to do a podcast for this particular trip he's doing, and we will do it, you know, throughout the next 6 months, and probably once a month I'll do a little update, a 5-minute update for Mike, and then, you know, maybe halfway mark I'll do, do another full podcast at the very end. So maybe I'll do 3 full podcasts, and assuming he makes it. But it's really funny, the podcast you're about to listen to is actually the second podcast we recorded for this. The first one was about 57 minutes long, and I recorded it, I thought it was good, and for the first time ever, I went back over it, and lo and behold, it wasn't any good. It didn't record. Now, I don't know exactly what happened. I feel like possibly the toggle switch on my microphone was stuck between channels. I don't know. But needless to say, I did not like telling Mike that we have to do it again if you want to do a podcast for your trip. He was pissed. He talked a little bit of shit, Mike, which was funny, man. He said, "What'd you fuck that up?" You know, he said a few things. And I said, "Mike, you've been talking shit to me since we got in this hotel room. Stop it. I'm sorry. We're going to do this right. We have to do it again. Now we're warmed up." And truth be told, the first podcast we did was a little bit stiff. So, podcast audience, J-Bo Universe out there, you're getting the better of the two podcasts. I just went through this, and I remember when Mike was doing it, and I think I was projecting just the kind of weird moods that we were in because we had driven, you know, 11 hours that day and just got into an argument about the fact that this was the second podcast we had to do, and basically he had to repeat himself all over again. At the time, I didn't know how it was going to come out, but I just listened to it, and I think it's great. I think Mike came off amazingly. I think I did an okay job. He gets to tell his story. And I'm going to shut up because that's all you need to know. So this is Mike Mancos, the night before he embarks on the Appalachian Trail, the longest footpath in the world. It's 2,500 miles. He'll be walking for 6 months, presumably. Anyway, here's my theme song. Why the hell would you want to drive? Sorry, why would you want to walk 2,000 miles from Georgia to Maine?
I don't know.
Where did you get that crazy idea?
Oh, gosh. About 5 years ago, I watched the National Geographic's documentary about how people cover the whole distance of the Appalachian Trail and walk it from beginning to end. And I kind of opened my eyes to, it opened my eyes to the to how, like, it made it look kind of fun, long distance through hiking the trails, so.
The National Geographic you saw?
Yeah, National Geographic. And later on, I met a girl who did the Pacific Crest Trail, which is the long distance trail. It's like, I think it's 2,600 miles from Mexico to Canada. She did it twice, and I met her, and it was interesting. It was interesting. She was just an interesting person, so. Yeah, and the documentary, it's interesting, so. Said, one day I'm going to do it, and here I am.
Here you are. Yeah. So you don't just go from seeing something on National Geographic. Where are you from? Where were you living? I mean, I know the answers to these questions, but tell everybody, like, how you got inundated into the outdoors.
I'm from Pennsylvania. I've been living in the Pacific Northwest for a long time in Seattle-Tacoma area in Bellingham. And, you know, one day, 7 years ago, me and my friend were sitting around and we're like, let's get into the outdoors. Like, let's see what it's about. And it seems like yesterday now, but looking back, it's 7 years ago. We took a trip cross country, or not cross country. We took a crisp and camped in the far southeast corner of Washington State, and that kind of opened up the door. And it opened up the door to me spending a lot more time in the woods. And it was just I realized it was a fun summer thing to do. Just hiking and camping. A lot of people in the North, everyone hikes in the Northwest.
It's hiking, like, is unbelievable in the Northwest.
But it's good to, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
There's so many spots to go, and the problem is you go near the big city, go near Seattle, all the ones within an hour, they get too crowded. But I spent a lot of time. My go-to was the Olympic National Park.
Yeah.
So we'd spent a lot of time in the Olympics doing different trails and things there, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Now, the Olympics are the mountain range that are between Seattle and the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah. That's the Olympics. Did some volunteer work with marmots back there. Well, we had to go back and use GPS and count the marmots, which is a giant ground living squirrel. And spent a lot of time back there. And eventually I just got bored of all the mountains around there. And just everyone's been, a lot of people I know have been busy with their lives. And I'm not that busy as my friends, I guess. So I quit my job and got and said, what the hell? Now or never. Drove over here and gonna give it a shot. But yeah, it's a monumental task. It's a long way. It's a long walk, man.
So you'll be walking for roughly 160 days straight.
Yeah.
Anywhere between 10 and 20 miles per day. Once again, walking from Georgia to Maine. I mean,
yeah,
the drive today was massive. The walk is going to be.
Yeah. And they say only 20-25% of the people who actually start it finish it. So some people bullshit it and don't totally complete it, and they just lie about it, or they just quit. Or they get injured, but yeah, it's, the drive here was no joke through the mountains.
Do people actually lie about finishing that thing?
I've heard they do.
Who would do that?
Well, they'll miss massive sections of it and then take a picture at the end, you know, just young people.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, I've heard stories about suspect about people from people online and stuff. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to go, and you miss a 500-mile section, and, or not five, like 200 or 300, and I'll go back and do it once it's over. I know it's over. I got to go back and do that 300 miles, and they never do it, you know. So.
Now, what was your life like where you were in Tacoma, right?
Yeah, grindy. I was tired of it. It was the same thing every day. I know that's life. That's work. That's just the way it is when you get older. You got to kind of, you work, you make money, it's not a party anymore. had lots of fun in my 20s and 30s. You know, work, save money, and buy a house, get married, whatever. But none of that really ever happened. So it was just work, 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 make money. It's like Groundhog's Day every day. Get home. I always got home late, so the town was shut down every day. And yeah, Tacoma's a quiet town at night, and I just got tired of the same views every day. I just got tired of it, like point blank. And I don't think putting a girl or using a relationship as a band-aid and would have fixed anything. Or a lot of people do that, and I tried that and it didn't work very well. Because once she left, all you know, you're still bored. Like, I'm like, well, I'm bored again, you know? Same job, same everything. So, I don't know. It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
What are you picturing? What are you picturing when you're out on these trails?
God, just...
In your mind, what do you see? I mean, I guess you've seen enough of it on Instagram, so you kind of know what to expect.
A lot of people everywhere. Like... walking along, seeing people doing the same thing you're doing. Camping, and you know, you walk all day, sleep at night. Tomorrow, wake up, extremely repetitive. Walk all day, camp all night. You know? Put up with a lot of rain, that's gonna be a pain in the ass. It's gonna suck, but hopefully the feeling of accomplishment makes it worth it. But then, you know, it's all for yourself, because nobody really cares while you're doing it, you know? And as years go by, everyone forgets. It was just be that thing you did. You know? That's the truth. That's the way it works.
It is. It's absolutely the truth. It is for you, 100%.
No one's going to care. Like, it's a massive...
No, there will be certain people that will be like, dude, do you know what that guy did?
Yeah.
There will be those people, but few and far in between. Because they'll have to understand what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And really get it. Oh, you went hiking? I told some about the Appalachian Trail. They're like, yeah, you pick it up in Maryland, right? And I'm like, you can, I think. But if you want to start it, if you want to do the whole thing, it starts in Georgia, ends in Maine.
Yeah, it's not a joke. Like, there's a lot of younger people do it, young and in shape, and I'm older. 41 and I got bad knees and hips from snowboarding. So we'll see how it goes. I'd like to make it the whole way. I hate to come all this way not to. So I guess the goal is to make it to the end in Maine, but that's the goal. It'd be nice to make it that far.
How long have you been realistically thinking about doing this?
4 years, probably.
4 years? Mm-hmm. But you only started telling me about it about a year ago.
I told you after Tasha broke up with me.
Oh, you did?
I remember being at your house and talking about it with you.
You've been talking about this for 4 years like that?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
But it ramped up. As time went on, I was like,
So you've had a couple kind of bad breakups the last couple years. Do you think that helped you in your decision to do this? I mean, if you had a girlfriend, you probably couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, you get more complacent. We're going to Bed Bath & Beyond to look for curtains. We're going to the movies, you know. We're going to, I don't know, whatever.
Does that kind of life appeal to you, that domesticated bliss?
Yeah, it's fun, but it's got to be with the right person.
Yeah,
you know. Because I've been on both ends of it. I was with the one where I'm like, I'm not right for her. And I've been on the other end where she's like, he's not right for me. And it's, you gotta be with the right person. I don't know, it'd be fun with domesticated bliss. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think it'd be fun to try.
You end up getting fat.
But I'm picky. I'm picky as, like, I don't know, I'm particular. So I don't know. I'd be the right person now. But if you think if I had a girl... What the fuck is that? If you think if I had a girl, I wouldn't be doing this? She wouldn't support me? Like, good job, Mike. You go out there.
I think you might find a girl that would support you. But I think a girl that would be okay with you leaving for 6 months.
It was not.
And what, like keeping down the house or holding the job when you come back broke as fuck? You know, I don't know if that could happen.
It would take a special girl, probably. We had to mend together for a while. Probably.
It would take a special girl. I would agree. Yeah. Unless she came with you, that'd be fucking sick.
That would be cool, too.
Would you be into that?
Yeah, I'd be into that. I mean, if you get really along really well, it'd be awesome, but... Yeah, I never...
A relationship would... I think any relationship would be tested by
that. I'm surprised I'm not in a relationship. Like, I'm surprised. But it's all the people I know are... I don't know. It's like... Oh, we introduced them last year, or before we, you know. I'm like the guy who's been a day late and a dollar short. Like, for all that crap. Like, oh, we fixed them up together, you know. Yeah. Like, maybe, you know, you gotta hang out. And then even when I was leaving, they're like, you gotta be hanging out so you can, I don't know. It's not about relationships. What am I talking about? There's
going to be a direct a dichotomy between how you sound now and after the trail.
Like, oh my God, is the greatest thing
ever. I think when you get off this trail, you're going to be like, I don't even... your attitude is going to be so different, so uplifted. Yeah. Like you just did this amazing thing. I hope that for you. Do you think that's in your future?
Yes. I hope at the end I'm like, this is the feeling that you feel and the sense of accomplishment. It's different for everyone. Some people are just like, wow, that was great. And they go about their normal lives and go back to working downtown and never hike again. But some people are like, this is the greatest thing ever. I love it so much, you know. So this is the greatest feeling. I can't put it into words. What went through happened on these last 6 months. And some people, they do it and they erase it out of their history. You know? Like, they literally erase it out of their history for what? I don't know why. Like, it's just some... There was a bitch getting here, so I don't know. I'd probably be pretty stoked about it, so...
Does the unbelievable, literal 6 months of freedom give you anxiety? Or does it give you peace the next 6 months where you literally may not have a job or anything? You might be walking for 6 months straight. Yeah. Think about that for a second.
Well, when I was at work a lot, I would be like, I want 6 months peace. But the anxiety is, oh my God, what am I going to do when this hike is over? I got to kind of block that out, not worry about the future right now. Not till later.
Well, what's the worst that could happen?
Run out of money and I don't know.
You got family. You got a friend. You can come stay with me. You could. You could.
Yeah. It's true. I don't know.
You could sell your stuff.
I don't know. Like, what was the question? I forget
where we were going. It seems like you have a fair amount of anxiety. Just a lot of things going on, especially with this coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
So are you, Aaron, is that the side you're going to? A little more anxious than peaceful about it? Or what?
More anxious. Yeah. Like, that's a common question I think people get before they do this. It's like, are you excited or are you scared? And some people get excited because they got a lot to fall back on. It's like, it don't work out. You know, I got 100 G's. I got 100 G's in the bank and flying back to mom and... We'll be baking a pie by tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, it's different. Like, there's a lot of pieces. I gotta put the puzzle's gonna be apart, and I gotta assemble that thing back together again.
But you were kind of bored out of your mind in that city.
I was. Holy shit.
And I've been encouraging you, dude.
Yeah.
For about a year to do this. Man. Every time you faltered, I kind of gave you shit and be like, don't puss.
No, I know, dude. I know. I'm not going to let you manipulate me, but at the same time, it's like...
I don't feel like I was trying to manipulate you. I just feel like this is the one thing since I've known you, it was this big-ass thing you wanted to do, and it was your idea.
Yeah.
I knew you had anxiety, though, and I knew you might get derailed. I was just trying to keep you on course, man. I do think you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I could have got another job and for another major corporation and kept rolling on, but yeah, it's something didn't feel right anymore. I mean, a lot of people experience this. Something didn't feel right. And I don't know, I just, let's say, oh, what would keep me content? Oh, go home. I didn't want to do it again where I go home, smoke some weed, fucking watch a little fucking Netflix, play with my cat, and go to bed and go to work. Like, it's cool, but I don't know.
This is something totally fucking
yeah,
awesome, revolutionary in your life, and unbelievable. Pretty, I mean, huge. So big, you can't even, really, I don't even think, judging by the food that I saw you pack,
yeah.
I know I've talked some shit to you today.
Yeah.
I don't even think you know what's in store for you.
I don't.
Maybe that's better.
Yeah, I didn't plan. I got the right equipment, but I didn't look out the details that much. I didn't search. I don't watch people's videos on it because I don't want to ruin it for me. So I never really watch videos.
Now, technically speaking, the logistics of this, how does it work? I mean, you're going with about 2-3 days worth of food right now.
Yeah.
You're going to start this trail.
Yeah.
How do people do this? Are there shelters? There are shelters, right?
Yeah,
are there towns?
There's shelters and towns along the way. Mind me, I'm sick, right? I don't know what's going on with my voice. Am I sick?
It's okay.
Is it blowing out?
Good. No, you sound good.
It feels like shit. Like, there's shelters and towns along the way. I think there's, like, a shelter every 10 miles. They're going to be crowded because this time of year, March, 30 people start this trail every day. Man, something like that.
30 people every day.
And, you know, there's every so far, you go down and can hitch down a road or it goes right through a town. Go right into town and go to a hostel or go to a restaurant, get back on the trail, go to a grocery store, gas station, get some Pop-Tarts and ramen, keep rolling on. Yeah.
What are you going to eat on the trail, dude?
Oh, I don't know.
Not sure?
Like,
haven't thought about it
like
too
mushrooms
much.
Mushrooms and bark and berries. Like pine needle tea. No, I don't know.
And you got your water situation figured out?
Yeah, I got the Sawyer Squeeze. A very common water filter. It's funny. I've had it for 4 years. It's a little filter. It's pretty common. It's every store, our outdoor store now, but it says it's good for like 1,000 gallons or 10,000 gallons or whatever. My brother's like, what? I changed my refrigerator on my refrigerator water filter every 4 months. You've had that thing for 4 years? I'm like, yeah, maybe it is time for a new one. So yeah, it's just a little charcoal ceramic filter in it. It just, you squeeze the water through in a bag into your bottle and you gotta use it all day, every day. Fill it up. Yeah.
Are there any things in particular that you are afraid of? Being on the trail?
Ticks. I want to see bears, but not too up close, but I want to see some bears, but ticks. Not a huge fan of ticks. Yeah.
Ticks are nasty little creatures.
Yeah, ticks.
They spread disease, they burrow into you, they're everywhere.
We don't have that problem with them on the West Coast, but it's an everyday thing over here, and I'm not used to it.
I don't feel like if I looked for 3 days straight, I could find a tick in the dirt. But if my cat gets out,
yeah,
my white cat, for an hour, it will have 3 ticks on him.
I'm worried about...
Are they everywhere?
Yeah, I know they're in Pennsylvania. My brother was telling me
yeah.
He sees them on, he's seen them on him, and I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, when you hike 20 miles in the heat, and you get done and you want to go to sleep, do you want to check yourself for ticks? Or you want to chill out? Probably chill out and go to bed. Not check your body for ticks. So I'll make sure that, yeah. I hate to be peeing if I had a tick on my dick. You know? There's a lot of... Yeah. Luckily, I shaved everything up, so there's no hair right.
Look at that beard off your face. You probably have in your beard, dude.
Yeah, and my beard and my hair. Yeah, beard's already starting to bug me.
Do you plan on walking 7 days a week, or is there like a day? Is there a day of rest? Do you plan on taking some days off?
There'll be some random days of rest, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. There'll be some random days of rest.
And what, do you have 6 months to do it?
Yeah, you gotta get done by October.
And why do you have to be done by October?
Because of weather. Like the park in Maine shuts down where it ends. And, I forget, Baxter State Park in Maine. It shuts down and too much snow, and I think it's mid-October. So everyone's got, you have this window. Some people start as early as the end of February, mid-February, till, beginning of April, mid-April. You got till end of October.
So if you finish...
There's a lot of people already started.
When should you be finished?
Shit. I never really thought about this. September. September. Yeah, September. Mid-September. That's a long way away. Yeah.
It's not that long. See, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's... All the summer's gonna... I'm not worried about April.
That's gonna be unbelievable, man.
I'm not worried about March and April, but all the summer's gonna be on the trail.
That's gonna be unbelievable.
Why?
I know, I'm just saying, I read this book once called The Dharma Bums, and it was a guy on a, for an entire summer, he was a fire lookout, Jack Kerouac, I believe, or Neil Aspinall, whoever it was, on top of this fire lookout in the Northwest, on top of a mountain, rather, and they were a fire lookout, and they just had, like, supplies, you know, air dropped in and things like that, and, God, the amount of time you will have to think about things, and you'll be done with podcasts. You're gonna bring books, you're gonna bring a journal?
Yeah.
You are?
Journal. I wish I meant to bring it. I got so much stuff right now, but I wish I had a journal, and I wish I had.
We can get you a journal.
I need to get earphones, because I smashed mine. Yeah. I don't know. Just relax and be in the woods, and you don't gotta move. I'm just gonna take my time, you know, and just walk. No big hurry. It's going to be weird taking it day by day, but there's also a guidebook that's common. And the guidebook explains everything really well. So, breaks down distances to everything, all the shelters and towns and everything. So, it's weird being here compared to sitting in July at work thinking about, hey, I want to do that. It feels way more weird being here.
Yeah?
Especially probably being older, because I can actually rationalize, like, my decision-making's different now, you know? These consequences are different. I'm just like, oh, shit, what am I... Like, I'm going to walk where?
But I think this is the only time you had it together enough you could accumulate the money and the headspace to do it. I don't think you could have done it when you were younger. I don't think you're that old.
Yeah.
I don't think the consequences are much different, because you didn't like your job anyway, and you could probably get something very similar, you know?
I was smartest one in that place. Easily.
Tell me about the job you quit.
Oh, I don't want to.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just made good money, but... It was just poorly managed, so it's just, they just got as much, just the corporate world, they try to get as much out of you as they can. I mean, I like working, but it's, 50, 60 hour weeks get old, especially in the summer. 50, 60 hours every week, that's the way it goes, but I don't know.
It takes a certain type of guy or girl to do this trail. You follow a lot of people on Instagram. Is there any...
It's not all type A personalities, too. No? You think it would be.
Okay.
But, I mean, there's some.
Type A meaning what?
Just like, I'm gonna go, like, push it and fucking...
Yeah, right.
Get it done in under 5 months and just...
Now, the people that finish it on Instagram and on YouTube, is there something you see running through all those people, a certain thing, a certain attitude? Is there anything you see? Have you thought about that? What kind of person it takes to be able to walk 2,000 miles?
Oh, gosh. They've written books on this, on like what it actually takes to accomplish. You got to want it, clearly. You got to know you have it within you to finish it. It's something you just got to want. That's what it comes down to, I think.
Do you want it, Mike?
I think so, yeah. Be nice. Be nice to... It's going to suck, but it's just a sense of accomplishment. That would be interesting at the end. Even though it's just like everything... At the end, you get, yay, your friends, yay, and that's it. And back to reality.
But that seems to be a sticking point for you, like an issue. Does that bother you?
What?
That you seem like...
It doesn't really matter.
Like other people? It definitely does matter. But does it bother you that, like, other people are kind of doing their thing and they're happy for you, but it seems to bother you? Like, I feel like this type of thing, you wouldn't do it if it wasn't its own massive reward. It's like you write a book or you do a record, you know? Yeah. It's like, you know, you're not doing it for the accolades. I mean, maybe you do, but does it bother you that people are doing their thing, that it's just for you, man?
Yeah, it's just for you because... People accomplish this thing all the time, and it's not a big deal, you know. And
but it actually, when you think about what it is, it actually is a massive deal. It's the world's largest foot. It's the world's longest footpath, Mike.
Yeah, it's something you really got. World's longest footpath in the world, and it's something. It's just something you really gotta want.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, think about it. It's You gotta really want it.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna be asking yourself, why am I doing this? What the fuck am I doing walking out here?
Now, this trail is very well maintained, you said.
Yeah, you'll know where it's at.
What does that look like? It literally just looks like a trail like you'd see in any forest? Or is it sometimes a road? Is it cobblestone ever? Is it ever paved?
Yeah, it's...
Is it dirt?
It's a trail, and sometimes it's... You have to walk a road, or it's just in a forest 90% of the time or something like that. So no mountain, like some of the other trails, like PCT or CT, Continental Divide, there's no monster views, but, you know, I think I'll just set the goal. Let's see if I can make it halfway.
That would bum me out a little bit, the monster views part. Because the West Coast in the West of America has such spectacular views, that would really drive me to do these things. I mean, I've driven through the East and the West, and I've done some trails in the East and done a bunch of trails in the West. Does that bother you that there's not going to... I mean, are there monster-ass views? Are you going through the Blue Ridge Parkway? I mean,
there's some good views, but, you know, it's...
A lot of it.
It's the forest, and it's different than just those... The mountains are different in the West Coast, you know?
They're newer.
Oh,
yeah. I hear the East Coast mountains are actually older.
That makes sense.
Much, much older.
Because the plate shifting. Yeah, it's... there'll be some views. It'll be a good time. It's supposed to be a social trail. There'll be a lot of people everywhere.
You looking forward to the social aspect of it?
Yeah. And the majority of people drop out in the first 500 miles. So they'll just be like, oh, this isn't right for me. 500, man. That's the huge chunk of people are going to quit. What are you doing? You know, you get to that point, you're like, oh my God, I just went 400 miles. This is a long ass, that was long enough, you know. A long way, 400 miles.
400 miles to walk is fucking insane. And that's like 1/5 of this trail, 1/6 of this trail.
Yeah.
I think actually you're going about it the right way, not being like super thoughtful of the entire journey. I think it's like, it's day by day, right? It's like quitting drinking or something.
Yeah.
One day at a time. One step at a time, in fact.
I've seen situations where people do it and it's just like, but then, you know, It's just like anything, though, in life, you know? This is just my job for right now.
This is your job?
Yeah.
And what's the payment? What's the payment, Mike? How is it paying you?
I don't know yet.
You sure you don't know?
Yeah.
I think you have an idea.
I'm kind of freaked out a little bit.
I think you have an idea what the payment is, Mike.
Hopefully relaxing, walking in the woods, just enjoying myself, you know?
What do you hope to gain from it?
It was nice to take a step back from life and just kind of look inward and just hopefully we'll come out on the other side, be a little more peaceful. And cause I wasn't sure the next step. I wasn't sure what next job or career move I wanted to make. I wasn't sure where I wanted to move. I was just getting bored. Everyone gets bored, though.
This is a great reset. Everyone gets bored.
Yeah, reset.
Great reset.
But everyone gets bored in life, you know? You've been bored, I'm sure.
I'm fucking bored right now. I envy you, man. I've never wanted to do a trail like this, but the fact that you can, the fact that you can, you're following this unbelievable passion. That's why I pushed you this past year.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to manipulate you, but legitimately, a couple times I felt
coaxing.
I felt you were falling off, and maybe you weren't, but I felt like it. And I was like, no, dude, no, absolutely not. You got to do this.
Well, some interesting job offers, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean...
But those job offers are still going to be there when you're done.
Maybe. Yeah, but you don't know that. But some companies, you got to work your way in and up, but... Yeah. That was a long debate, was do I get on with a new company and start working my way up? Because I know people that worked 15 years before they had anyone underneath them in their company at the same company, you know? Takes time sometimes.
I want to know when you put things to the highest power, the highest possible outcome, what do you see when you're done with this? What would you like to happen? What would be the most amazing thing that could happen to you after walking 2,000 miles, doing something very few people in the world could ever do?
It was definitely aimed for everyone. Shit. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Making friends, perhaps?
Making friends.
Lifelong friends to point you in a direction, help you with things. I don't know.
Yeah, lifelong, different connections from different parts of the United States. Maybe the world. Maybe someone came here from Europe to give it a shot. You know, just meet some good friends. Maybe meet a lady.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
People that are like you.
Yeah.
On your same page.
That's the thing. There's people like me everywhere, but you just don't meet them. I see these hot hippie chicks everywhere, every day.
So you think the hot hippie chick is kind of like you?
Yeah, there you go. I said they're around. I'm trying. You can't just club them anymore, Jesse. And
that's true. True.
Tell them you're yours.
It's true. The good old days, yeah.
Maybe they'll be on the trail. No, it's just about just going out and being... just relaxing and forgetting about the grind.
Are you looking forward to that?
It starts tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow you're on a permanent vacation, bro. All you have to do is walk. Sorry, not permanent, but 6-month vacation. All you have to do is walk.
Yeah.
And survive. Survive and walk.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
You think it's gonna suck? Well, it will suck for sure. Just,
your shit's gonna be wet and cold and bullshit, but there's tricks to it.
Are there any mental tricks you have prepared?
No.
No. Are there mental tricks that can help one through this? Yeah. Aside from listening to podcasts, could you count steps? Could you sing music? Yeah, would you get naked?
I remember reading one thing about there's the little lizard, not salamanders.
Yeah.
While every day they would hike, they'd all count how many the group of three, they'd all count salamanders. They're red. And then they add them up at the end to see how many, who saw the most that's how, what you'll be doing out there. Right. Counting salamanders.
Well, will you keep in touch with the shit show with Jabo throughout your trip?
We can check in.
I basically would like maybe a phone call every twice a month, maybe.
It's been a long trip just to get to the beginning here, so I'm pretty worn out and I'm getting sick. So, and I even started this bitch.
Well, you should get to bed, dude. You should wrap this up.
So, yeah, we'll check in, and I'm sure I'll be like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever.
Or you might be like, this fucking rain.
This fucking rain, what the fuck am I doing? It's been raining for a week.
And then we'll definitely do a long recap when it's done, man. But I really, I think myself and our listeners.
We're tired.
Wish you the best of luck on this unbelievable journey.
Hopefully I'm not being too boring.
So happy for you. So proud of you to be here in Georgia. Getting ready to do a 2,000-mile walk, Mike.
Thank you.
Any parting words?
Check out Instagram. EERIE_MTNS. That's Erie Mountains. EERIE_MTNS.
I like that. Erie Mountains.
On Instagram, if you want to watch this journey and see how wonderful it is and see it through my eyes for people who can't take 6 months off at 41 to walk through the woods.
Unbelievable life. It's an unbelievable life. Because you know what? There are some people out there, Mike,
that wish they could.
That have a wife that they don't love. Oh, two kids that they fucking hate. No, I'm kidding. Two kids that they like okay and they love.
He got chick pregnant in high school and he's stuck with her.
And he's listening to this podcast and going,
it happens.
I have a legacy, Mike, you have freedom. That's what he's saying.
It happens, though.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for doing the shit show, all right?
Thank you. We'll check in 2 weeks.
All right, everybody. Sorry that cut off real quick, but that was Mike. He's an awesome guy, and he's on an awesome journey. So everybody, check him out on Instagram, follow him, and fuck it, go quit your life and hike the Appalachian Trail or the Pacific Crest Trail or the not quite finished. I don't know. There's another trail happening. It's right in the middle of America. The Continental Divide Trail or something like that. Anyway, this is the shit show with Jabo. We'll be rocking steady for the next 6 months. Let's see where this goes with. Let's see where Mike goes with this. Let's see if he finishes it, all right? Stick with us. We'll talk soon. Bye.